It's 107.1 The Boss and Make a Difference Monday. Brought to you by our friends at New Jersey Natural Gas and their Coastal Climate Initiative. On this Make a Difference Monday, we're talking to Daryl Wertelman from Single Parents with MS. Thank you for joining us today, Daryl. Please tell us how Single Parents with MS is making a difference.
The way we're making a difference is we're really taking the stress out of those people's lives who are in need. We have people from all over the country. Even we've hit Canada at this point as well. And what we've been doing is finding out what their needs are, what their stress level is, and we're helping them at that point where if it's a mortgage payment, if it's a couple credit card bills, if it's electric, if it's just essentials, we do take care of whatever they need. And sometimes it's just easy as a holiday pick me up, which is great for the kids.
And your fourth annual Mustaches for MS event is coming up. Can you tell us what this event is all about?
So Mustaches for MS is our gala. It's our only income that comes in for our charity. We don't go out and ask for it multiple times a year. This is our once and only shot at making people's lives better. All the money that we bring in goes directly to the people in need. There's no one on our board getting paid. And it's a great luncheon event at Eagle Oaks Country Club. They do a phenomenal job. We have a great silent auction. We have an amazing live auction, little music DJ. And it's an event that people should not miss. It really is a great event. It's on April 6th. They register on Eventbrite. If you just go into their search, Mustaches for MS, it pops right up. And you can buy tickets. We have packages for sponsors. And we even have a couple games that we do, like $100 for a board. And that you could win a pocketbook if it hits your board number.
Daryl, how did Single Parents with MS start?
All right, yeah. Single Parents started after my mother. She was a single parent who had multiple sclerosis. She did pass away early when she was 51. So we knew the hardships of going into what it was like for her to be a single parent. But as well, we grew from that, my brother and I, and just like we became stronger knowing what we did when we were younger. I think we appreciate it more now being older. But like when you're in the moment, you're just in the moment. We're growing to the point where we have a social worker. We have a doctor who is a professor down in Rowan. And we're really growing our board to a next level to giving these people those answers that they're looking for. We have a girl in Louisiana who had no medical, was getting relapses. And our social worker's on top of it, and she now has, you know, health insurance that she needs, and everything's moving forward.
And you've mentioned before you've helped not only out of state but out of the country.
Yeah, we have literally from Oregon, Louisiana, Florida, Kentucky, Kansas, obviously New Jersey, New York. We've done Canada twice, and we have an application coming in from Costa Rica, actually.
Oh, wow. So not only in Jersey, how do all these people find you?
So those people just find us via Google, you know, like, yeah. So they find us through the website. We have our pamphlets in our MS centers. So someone might pick up something through the MS center. It's just really getting into the social workers' heads that like, hey, we're here. And just hopefully like the people that are over in Jersey Shore Medical, they know about us, so they introduce those people that are in need to us. Yeah, all the applications are done on a website. They could email it. We also have a P.O. box in Oceanport, and it's a great it's a great thing. We're doing amazing stuff. I could tell you that last year we paid 27 monthly either mortgages or rent, and we gave over out about $106,000 in 2024 to those in need.
What's the best way to get more information on Single Parents with MS?
Our website is singleparentsms.org. Also, you could follow us on just Single Parents MS on social media. You can see what we're doing. Just this past week, we sent out about 17 medical bills for people that needed their medical bills paid for like MRIs, which are really important for multiple sclerosis. Make sure that they're keeping their multiple sclerosis in check, making sure that everything's up to date so they could keep on going to the doctors, which is the most important thing.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Make a Difference Monday. To see who else is making a difference in your community, visit 1071theboss.com. Make a Difference Monday is powered by New Jersey Natural Gas. Learn about their sustainability efforts at njng.com/climate.